You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
It's 20 after 8 and to London we go now for The Worldview. And good morning to you, Adam. As we start off this short week, China taxes Beijing, hitting back at this American trade tariff war.
Morning, Morgana. Yes, tit for tat diplomatic expulsions, now tit for tat tariffs. And the United States has already condemned this, but Beijing has imposed tariffs of up to 25%, specifically on American imports, 128 of them, a whole range of things. This in retaliation for America's raising the duties on foreign steel and aluminium, which was seen as being rather anti-China than anti-world. So China has previously said it doesn't want a trade war. Why would China? Because they're in a very strong position. There again, Donald Trump has insisted trade wars are good. I don't think very many people agree with that sentiment, but he said it would be easy for the United States to win a trade war. I wonder if the businesses involved see it entirely like that. The trouble with tit for tat, Bongani, is that where does it stop? Because often people feel, oh, well, I'll just do a little bit more tit, and then somebody else does a bit more tat, and on we go, and on we go. And South Africa, like the UK and like the European Union, watches this and thinks, well, what is the collateral damage here? How are we going to suffer? Because that's the trouble with trade wars. They drag other people in.
We keep saying we're just a small country at the tip of the tip end of Africa, so leave us out of it. Tit for tat, butter for fat, as they say. Now, there's a concern around a California couple that may have killed their 6 children.
Yeah, this looks awful, this does. Basically a crash last week, about a week ago, in which an SUV went off a cliff in Northern California, one of those scenic ones people often pull over on this pullover site and take pictures, etc. And it looked like the vehicle had just gone off, perhaps hadn't spotted the cliff edge or something. A week on, a Californian Highway Agency and police believe that actually it was deliberate, that at some stage this couple had pulled the car over, Jennifer and Sarah Hart, two women. They pulled the car over and then had deliberately driven off the cliff, some sort of acceleration. Now, whether this was a spark in somebody's head or whether this was pre-planned, again, they don't know. But inside, they think, were all 6 adopted children, aged from 12 to 19. They found 3 of them dead, along with the couple, the Hart couple, but 3 are missing. It could be their bodies have been washed out to sea. It looks at this stage like it was entirely deliberate, and therefore they took their 6 adopted children with them. Yes, they'd been under investigation for child abuse, and there had been some allegations about other things involving the family. But a sudden thing like this is just beyond belief, really.
That sounds quite awful. Now, this weekend, Adam, we finished the Omtom, the Two Oceans Marathon, and Eddie Izzard, the last time he was here, ran 27 marathons in 27 days for Sports Relief in South Africa and is now entering politics formally.
That was something else, wasn't it? Yes, I remember his 27 and 27. It was extraordinary. But the cross-dressing comedian Eddie Izzard, as he calls himself, the action transvestite, has decided to take on, I mean, arguably one of the tougher challenges, which is to enter Labour's national executive, the ruling body of the Labour Party in the UK, and try to get rid of the stain of anti-Semitism. Just in the last few weeks, there's been this dark cloud about anti-Semites and anti-Jewish feeling and so forth, and it's become a big problem. He will, of course, be a breath of fresh air, Eddie Izzard. I mean, with the painted nails and his bilingual performances, and he's a good talker as well as a good runner, and it'll be interesting to see what he does. But I suppose as a socialist, as they always say, isn't a socialist just a conservative who hasn't been mugged yet? Let's see if he gets mugged by his own party in the course of this.
And now you want to talk about this boxer who may be saving lives posthumously.
Yeah, this has made a few headlines, I have to say. This is the legacy of the boxer Scott Westgarth. He won a light heavyweight contest in February. He was on course to become the English national champion, but in the course of his victory, he got knocked down. He went to hospital as a precaution, suffered concussion, and died that night. Now we learn, 5 weeks later, that through organ donation, Scott has saved the lives of 7 other people. He had apparently subscribed to the organ donation scheme 3 times. He's being held up as a shining example of how being a donor can, you know, absolutely do the right thing, or in his case, 7 right things. And his mother, Rebecca, has come up with this kind of heartbreaking quote. She says, "Whoever has received her son's heart must be so lucky, because his heart was so strong. Positive, I suppose, at least, out of something that was awful for her.
Yes, indeed. That's one way to look at it. Adam Gilchrist there on the line with the World View from London. Now, every day on the Emirates World View, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Moses Sibanda, who tweeted, "What's the origin of the term greenhouse gas? Hashtag Emirates World View." So to get to the answer, we spoke to Richard Worthington, the energy policy and climate change expert.
Greenhouse gases are those gases which sit in the upper atmosphere trapping heat. And the term starts with noticing that what these gases do is similar to the glass on a greenhouse, which is used to protect plants and keep them in a warmer condition. And the impact of carbon dioxide in trapping gas was first discovered in the 1890s by a Swedish scientist. The term greenhouse gas, I believe, was first used in the 70s in an article talking about the emerging scientific consensus that the Swedish guy back in the 1890s was right, that carbon dioxide, methane, other carbon-containing gases trap heat or energy in our atmosphere and thus impact on natural cycles.
So congratulations to Moses Sibanda for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Alex, glad I caught you. Listen, I have big news. You got the promotion.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You deserve it. It does involve a lot of traveling, but don't worry. The office is incredible. Fully reclining seat, Wi-Fi, built-in bar.
That's amazing. Where is it?
On board Emirates Business Class, the best office in the sky.
With flatbed seats and a host of features, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.